Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a great night to be a Democrat, and it's a great time to be a Democrat in Iowa. And that's why it's not acceptable for Democrats to be walking around looking glum. Because now is not the time for doubt, now is not the time for fear, and now is not the time for silence. In order for us to see where we're going as a party, we need to look back at where we've been. Because when I came to my first Jefferson Jackson dinner as a candidate, the press was calling us the permanent minority party. And on that day, there were 7,000 more registered Republicans in Iowa than there were Democrats. Where are we now? We have 105,000 more registered Democrats in this state because you made that happen. And on a very cold January night in 2008, 240,000 Iowa Democrats showed up at their precinct caucuses and started us on the road to change in the White House, and you made that happen. And on that magical night in Denver at Invesco Field, we nominated Barack Obama and Joe Biden to send us to the White House, and you helped make that happen. And on that very exciting night in November, when we sent Barack Obama and Joe Biden on their way to Washington and elected Democrats in landslide victories all over this country, you made that happen. And on a very cold day in January, I was able to walk out of the United States Capitol and see 2 million Americans on the Mall to celebrate the inauguration of our first president of color, Barack Obama, and it started here in Iowa. But our challenge as a party tonight is how to take that magic on the Mall and turn it into prosperity for all. Because when Barack Obama and Joe Biden walked into the White House, they were also walking into the greatest economic crisis since the Great Depression. And what have we heard from our friends across the aisle? We've heard a campaign of lies and a campaign of fear, and now is the time for Democrats in Iowa and all over this country to stand up and speak truth to fear. Because if you remember probably our greatest Democratic president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he taught us a valuable lesson in one of the darkest times in this country's history when he said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And that's why Leonard and Dave and I need you to stand up and speak truth to fear for us. That's why Senator Harkin and our great Senate candidate need you to stand up and speak truth to fear. That's why Chet Culver and Patty Judge need you to stand up and speak truth to fear. That's why Mike Gronstahl and Pat Murphy and all of our great legislative candidates need you to speak truth to fear. That's why our great county candidates all over the state need you to get back in the game, rise up, and make your voices heard. Because we can't wait until next year. We've got to get organized now. You've got to get involved in your county Democratic committees. You've got to write letters to the editor. You've got to tell your family and your friends and neighbors that we will not be intimidated by a campaign of fear. We are Democrats, we're proud to be Democrats, and we will not be taken into account by people whose only message is no. And that's why I want you right now, if you're able, to join me and stand up. Stand up. We're going to get this party started. I want you to join me. I want you to join me in shouting, "Speak truth to fear." And I want you to yell so loud that Joe Wilson can hear us in South Carolina and Michelle Bachman can hear us in Minnesota. And I want, as she sits in her house counting her royalties and keeping an eye on Russia for us, Harry, I want Sarah Palin to hear us yell, "Speak truth to fear." Are you ready? Here we go. Speak truth to fear. Speak truth to fear. Speak truth to fear. Thank you very much.